Five. We are past the halfway point of the Denny Schaefer Show, live and local on the TOL, the 419, the OHIO. Sunny today, but a stinking high of only 37. What is up with that?
It's a cold wind, too.
Tomorrow, partly sunny and 45, and then Sunday, it is going to be really nice, sunny and 53. So, you don't want to know about next week with the weather, I'm just saying to tell you.
It sucks. Seriously?
Thank you, Stoozy. Yeah, we're, I don't know what's going on. Mother Nature, what did we do? We do something wrong?
I don't
Tuesday
know.
Spring starts, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it's dropped a degree since we got on the show. But screw it. I'm just saying 22. What's it feel like out there? Oh, it only feels like 14.
What the Yikes. Hell?
Yeah. So it's 14. Okay.
Feels like 14. All right. Deal with it.
This.
All right, call or text to play along on the show. You text me in the First Insurance Group. Text line at 419-240-1055. We got the call of the week coming up. Kirk's going to be on, and of course, Saturday is St. Patty's Day. Here's some fun facts for you for St. Patty's Day. 60% of Americans plan to celebrate this year. They'll spend an average of $39.65 each.
How much?
About 40 bucks.
Oh,
a person.
I wish.
An all-time high will be spent collectively. $5.9 billion will be spent in St. Patty's Fun.
That'll be my bar tab.
Wow.
It's the fourth most popular day of the year to partay behind New Year's Eve, Christmas, and the 4th of July.
Really? No day before Thanksgiving?
That's what my guess was earlier.
Yeah, I'm not sure that little fun fact there is accurate.
It is, though.
People are too drunk to count. Okay. Fine.
No,
yeah,
the night
right.
before Thanksgiving is...
The night... Yeah, don't you think that's huge?
Back in the day when I worked in the club... It was bigger. I mean, it
probably
was as big as St. Patty's.
Yeah.
83% of people who plan to celebrate this year will wear something green. This little fun fact surprised me. Just over 33 million Americans have Irish ancestors. That's not very many. There's what, 320 million people in America?
Huh.
33 million?
I wonder if I have any Irish in me.
It's a great thought,
know.
Though.
Don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't see
Irish in you, no.
Three of the four of us all do.
Yeah.
Well, that's 75% better, I guess.
A leprechaun's pot of gold filled with 1,000 one-ounce gold coins would run about $1.3 million this year.
That's not that good. Really?
No.
Gold's not,
really.
Gold's not doing that well.
Used to. Many places are giving away free food, or not many places, rather, giving away free food at St. Patty's Day, because they know you're going to be drunk and you're going to buy stuff. But there are specialty items out there. The Shamrock Shake at Mickey D's. Mm-hmm. Dunkin' Donuts has a mint brownie donut. Krispy Kreme has green glazed donuts. Dairy Queen has their mint Oreo Blizzard. And I know Handles also has a cool mint thing. It's like Girl Scout cookie mint.
Like Thin Mint?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what it's called. Thin Mint ice cream, I think.
Probably is with Girl Scout cookies.
You can eat a free mint chip Oreo milkshake at Baskin Robbins tomorrow, but you better check to make sure they're participating here in Toledo. And the Sonic is, because I saw the sign when we were there the other day. Sonic is selling 50-cent corn dogs tomorrow. Not because of St. Patty's Day. March 17th is also National Corn Dog Day.
I did not know that.
You know, when you're in the mood for a corn dog, oh, man, are they good.
Like once every other decade, I would probably do a corn dog.
When the kids were little, we used to have them all the time because they love corn dogs.
Yeah.
So we would have them all the time, and it's like, oh, my gosh, these are so good. And one little stripe of mustard down the side, man.
A fair corn dog is good. Like if you go to a fair and they're fresh out of the fryer.
Exactly. Yeah. According to a new survey, only 8% of people say they plan to get drunk tomorrow. I'm not sure that's real either. Because I tell you what, everybody that's at the bars.
They don't plan on it, but.
Yeah, that's true. 8%.
Drunk happens.
They're going to be out and about. I know, did I see they're going to have DUI stops in Lucas County tomorrow?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably a good plan.
So I know people
get
are big
a designated
on...
driver, and my daughter Olivia is not available because she's busy.
I don't know much about this because I don't wear it, but I'm told that people are going to start wearing kilts tomorrow. I know like guys like Security Jeff, stuff like that. So my question is, when you wear a kilt, do you wear like underwear or something under it, or does your old shillelagh just come out into the open? I don't know how that works.
Well, why don't you lift up Jeff's when you see him on Saturday and see what's there?
Yeah, find out.
Oh, I guess I could do
Ding
that.
Ding dong, ring the doorbell.
Have a look at the shillelagh pole.
Oh, I guess I could.
If you need to. I guess it depends on, you know, a traditionalist. I don't know if you'd wear anything.
What does a traditionalist do?
I don't think they wear underwear. I think it's they're just flying free.
Huh. Talk about a Denny's nugget.
Just saying. I don't know if I'd Google that either.
No?
No. At least don't hit images.
Not on a work computer, you mean?
Yeah, probably.
Right.
All right.
My sister got my dad shillelagh. I was sad.
Okay, that's a little weird for the what we were just talking about and using shillelagh.
No, he had an actual stick. It was a walking cane.
I know. But
was it a walking stick?
Paul was talking about Jeff shillelagh, not the actual shillelagh.
The
and
shillelagh.
Then you drop in, your sister got your dad shillelagh.
I know, it's kind of sad.
Wow, they removed your dad's shillelagh before he passed. Wow. That's kind of weird.
Do you ever know anybody that's a real one? It was a real one.
I don't think it was
beautiful.
No. By the way, for those of you that don't know the history of St. Paddy's Day, here it is.
March 17th commemorates the patron saint of Ireland, Bishop Patrick, who left his home in the Severn Valley, England, and introduced Christianity into Ireland. Now a national holiday, St.
Patrick. It's all about the beer, man. St. Patrick's Day is all about the beer, man. Nothing else.
St. Patrick's Day. It's all about the beer.
Brought to you by the beer industry. Mmm, delicious.
820, Denny Schaefer for Dr. Frankel. Did you know that roughly 25% of all people in the United States snore? Wow, that's a high number. I didn't realize it was that much. Dr. Frankel has a solution, possibly for you. It's a simple oral appliance called a snore guard, which helps open your mouth's airwaves. Or open your airways, rather. Not your mouth's airways. What's that? Hold on. Allowing you to breathe better throughout the night. Wouldn't it be awesome to handle your snoring problems? It could be something as simple as a mouth guard from Dr. Frankel. You can call and schedule a complimentary snore guard consultation for either yourself or your significant other, wink, wink, who's driving you nuts and you can't get any sleep. You know, might be the best thing you ever do. Switch over to my dentist, John Frankel. Check him out online. JonFrankelDentistry.com. And then book an appointment. Also, new first-time patients, you get free teeth whitening. So that's a pretty sweet deal. In Toledo, it's 419-474-9611, 474-9611. In Maumee, it's 419-893-0221, 893-0221. And when you call Dr. Frankel, be sure to tell him Denny Schaefer sent you.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto. With hundreds of vehicles to choose from. And you'll get $1,000 or more for your trade-in.
This looking.